Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hey, welcome to Roundtable Thursday night. My name is Rupert Bernard, it's Virgil Spagas, Russell Hoodie, and Ron Reagan. And Russell's taking the night off tonight. He had a rest day. He's got to be up early in the morning, so he's getting a break for tonight. And I tell you what, the weather out here has been good, but tomorrow's looking like we're going to get another snowstorm coming in and everything. But, you know, it's bipolar weather up here, but that's the way it goes here in New Mexico. So, hey, Virgil, Ron, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good up here in Idaho, all in all.
Besides being sick.
Yeah.
So how you doing, Virgil?
Oh, I'm good. I'm at the TA in Montgomery, Alabama right now.
That's good. I tell you what, New Mexico can breathe with a sigh of relief. A lot of deals that were passed this week got killed in the city, and I was actually telling Virgil about it earlier, all except for two. They just passed an $80 billion budget bill, and we're like, well, how in the hell is New Mexico going to come up with that? So they're fighting that in the Supreme Court. And the red flag law, as you know, passed, but that's already going to the Supreme Court to be heard tomorrow, and we think that's going to be overturned. So, I don't know. It's been crazy, man. You know, but New Mexico can breathe. So we're not getting that 300% tax increase that was placed on us. And the other bill that fell that pissed off talked to Governor today was that they were trying to pass a voting law to where you didn't have to have ID. They could do with absentee ballots and stuff like that. Well, that failed, and that pissed her off. Pissed her and rest of the Democrats off because it failed. So that's a good thing. And everything. So good work to the senators that fought for this up there and everything. So, and actually, I was in on it because a lot of us was emailing them and everything. And we know, and me and my friend Audrey, I think she started she needed them up in there with their emails because they were fighting in there after she emailed them all. But it was a good fight. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the coronavirus. That's the survival tips. Actually, I got a lot of good survival tips from Hurricane Ann today and everything. But I went yesterday to go stock up on some stuff, and there wasn't not one supply of survival food on the shelves at Walmart. It was all gone. So they could get the 73-hour, the 72-hour food, you know, the little food,
well,
3-day food supply, you know.
I'm telling you that Mountain House, you ain't going to like that Mountain House. Go to Four Patriots. Go to Four Patriots.
Yeah, okay. It's better.
Well, the thing is, they don't take
it. It is way better. Way
better. I've ordered quite a few from them in the past.
You can drown that Mountain House shit with as much hot sauce and seasoning as you want. It's still going to taste like cardboard. That Four Patriots is the best on the market.
So when I get a little extra money, I'll have to go down and get order that. But there was nothing left. Not even medical supplies, nothing.
You can order the free, they offer free 72-hour survival packs. You can order them. Just pay shipping and handling for them. You can order them 1 week. 1 week.
Four Patriots. Send me the link again. I might do that.
They're on Facebook. The number 4, then put Patriots Foods behind it.
Okay.
Patriots Foods.
Yeah,
they're
I
on Facebook.
On there, but...
They got a complete list.
They haven't advertised lately, but I've been looking for them and stuff because I did want to try some of that stuff. But anyway, I was listening to the news earlier, and it was confirmed that there's an outbreak here in the United States now. 96 confirmed cases already, but nobody's died from it yet, and they just transferred those ones that was on the ship, transferred them at an Air Force base up here, so they got them contained and everything. But one of the newscasters was giving some good tips on how you can protect yourself, and most of it was what we were saying on the show. But he also said if you come down with this virus, don't touch your face, don't scratch your nose, because, you know, don't touch anybody like that. But he said, too, peroxide, Clorox, and alcohol are your main thing that's going to kill the germs and everything in your house and stuff. Lysol ain't going to do anything for you. So, you know. Yeah.
Well,
but
they're shipping. Did you get that article I sent you earlier? They're shipping five of those people with the coronavirus over to Spokane, to the Sacred Heart Hospital. They say because they have a good quarantine facility or whatever, and ventilation or some bullshit like that. But that's like 90 miles from where I live.
That's the one I was just talking about. And it's like, I was reading that, and they showed video clips of it on the news and everything, and that's a good place to go to for quarantine, you know.
I don't want them shipping anybody over here with that crap. Anywhere within 500 miles of me.
right. But still, this coronavirus is, this is already spreading around the world at a fast pace. And according to the CDC today, they said they can't keep up with it. That's how out of control it is. They're not even being told half the truth of what's going on, as we've been saying. all along. So they're getting very concerned with this and everything. But I tell you, you know, well, like we've been talking on the show, best thing you can do is prepare yourself. Food, supplies, medical supplies and stuff like that. And we'll get Virgil to talk more about all that. And got a lot of good responses from y'all last night and everything about that. And everything, so appreciate that, and everything. Yeah, but Hurricane Ann mentioned something that we didn't mention, and these were airborne pills that we can get that you can take that will also protect you. And I'm trying to get her to give you the link to that, and there's some other pills that you can get as well that fight the bacteria and everything. So, you know, if we put that out there and everything, that's some good fighting techniques you can use. So, what do you think about
you
that?
You want to boost your immune system. Anything that boosts your immune system and provides antibiotics and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, boosts all your everything that you need to fight off viruses. Is you really want to boost it into overtime?
Speaking of Ann, guess who's here right now? Hey, Ann, how you doing, girl?
Hey. I've got a cold. I hope it's not the corona.
Hey, sugar.
I was just talking about on those antibiotic pills that you were talking about on your page. What are they called, and where can you get them? The airborne pills.
Oh, they're not antibiotics, but they do help. They have vitamin C in it, and they help boost your immunity. I ordered them off of Amazon, and I washed them down with Lysol before I opened the bottle because. I don't know where that came from, and I'm paranoid. But the second one is right now is a weed that's growing, and it's called clever, and it's one of the first ones to come out after winter. And so it's the plant that sticks to you. If you go to Hurricane Survival School, Hurricane spelled H-E-R like a girl, A-C-A-N-E, Hurricane Survival School on YouTube, I have a video about the clevers on there and the usage of it, how to use it, but it helps with your lymphatic system and boost your immunity. And it's a weed, so, I mean, that's free. And then you can get elderberry syrup. Well, you want to make sure that you get American elderberry because the European elderberry has small traces of arsenic in it. So you want to make sure that you get organic. I was supposed to pick some up last week, and I've been sick, so I haven't done it. But I actually have a lady holding back about 4 jars of homemade elderberry syrup for us, which I need that really bad. I also had watched a show the other day, and the lady on there was talking about selenium, which I had never even heard of. Medical stuff is really not my strongest thing. But they said that people that have thyroid problems are real susceptible, I can't even say the word, to getting the corona. And so they said that the selenium will actually boost you up if you have thyroid problems, which I have Hashimoto's. So I went ahead and got the selenium drops off at Amazon. And I ordered the rose hips, but I ordered the wrong thing. I ended up getting a spray, so y'all be real careful. But supposedly the rose hips is also supposed to boost your immunity and could help you with this corona. But we're also doing common sense stuff like plenty of fluids. Sleep is your superpower, so you want to have a lot of sleep. And you also want to take in a lot of vitamin C and, you know, healthy vitamin soups and stuff to keep yourself healthy. Apparently, I don't think my cold isn't from catching it from someone else. I think really what I have is just allergies. I just never had allergies in my whole life, so I don't know how to handle it. So it's just making me sick. I mean, my whole life, I just started getting allergies. I'm serious. Like, I never had allergies my whole life. And so I'm not used to having a runny nose and sneezing and stuff going down in my chest and coughing and eyes swollen up and itchy throat. I'm not used to that crap.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You're up my alley right now because there was a time at the drop of a hat I used to get the worst sinus infections that any human being could ever get. I mean, they would wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning like a ball peen hammer hitting me in the left side of my head. And then I found what was called, and it's worth every penny, it's $40 off the shelf at Walmart, called a nasaligator. You get that with some warm distilled water. And not table salt, but sea salt. and mix it in that jug that comes with it, put it up to your nose, and I tell you what, I bought the thing, I used it 3 times, and in 5 years, I have not had a sinus infection. It's still
That's
in the
right.
cabinet in the bathroom, and it works.
And I tell you
it
how you can even save $40. It's just boil rosemary, the plant rosemary. If you boil rosemary, you can take a towel and put it over the kind of steam that's coming up and breathe it in. It does the exact same thing and just drains you, completely drains you and clears you up. So rosemary
is
beneficial.
The trick is distilled water and sea salt. Don't use tap water and regular salt. Use distilled water and sea salt to clean out your sinuses. And I tell you what, you do it once a day for a week, I guarantee you, you will not have another sinus problem again.
That's
you
a good
not.
Idea. So, Virgil, are you
That's
telling everybody
idea.
On the show that they're going to turn to cannibalism again like you did the last show? Because I was cringing. I was like, oh, God. He's like, can you call in and talk about survival? I was like, oh, my God. Virgil's going to tell everybody they're going to turn into cannibals again. Oh, my God.
Well...
We did that one the other night.
Well, you know, I tell you what.
But don't scare him to death.
People,
don't scare him to death.
People, let me tell you something. Well, Ann, let me tell you something. Hunger is a very, very, very powerful weapon.
Yep.
Yes.
And when there is no food on the shelves.
But I do believe that President Trump is not going to let us get to that. I don't believe that President Trump's organized. I just don't think he would let it get to that. If we were under Obama, I would have been terrified of that. But if you want me to, Joseph had asked me to call in and give y'all a few little survival tips. What I started doing last month was as soon as I heard about the corona, unfortunately, I'm very good at math. And so once I started doing the math on this virus, I saw that it could be just absolutely terrifying. So perhaps I overreacted. But the first thing I did was I tried to order some masks. And the masks that are usually just a few dollars were obsolete. They're sold out, okay? And so the only masks that I could actually find were some painter's masks, which are not going to stop a coronavirus, but it could contain a cough maybe if someone's coughing in your house, right? And so it's worth a try. I mean, that's all there was. But I also found some masks that are paper masks that adjust over your nose so they fit a little bit more tighter, and they're lined with charcoal. These masks are probably usually about $5 or $6. They were $65 for 50 of them in January. So no telling what they are now. I also found some websites that had a really, really, really good mask. And you put them on, and they're just super good masks. They're usually $99 a piece. They're black. They only cover like half your face. However, I did find out from one of my research friends, Lori Alexander, you know the one I'm talking about, that does Global Watchmen News. She did a show today about that. That people are sending in these fake masks that look just like them, but if you hold them up to the light, you can actually see like small holes in them. So they're just fakes. They're fakes of them. So you have to be very, very careful. People are coming out and they're selling these masks now. It's big money, and they're sending out fake ones that aren't working. So you need to be really careful. But if you haven't got your mask now, you're probably in a lot of trouble. I also noticed that on Amazon last week that some of the canned foods that I pulled up were $20-something a can. Okay, so it was outrageous. The dog foods went up. The cat foods went up. The lye salts went up because I've been watching the prices. I ordered my dog food online, so I noticed immediately today that the dog food stuff had went up, and so had the Lysol. I did find some really good, looked like a really good disinfectant that was in bulk for $19.99 that you mix up yourself, and that looked like it would go a lot further than just a couple cans of Lysol, which is like double the price already. Now, also, if you're starving to death, you shouldn't give a damn about being picky about your food. Because I'm on a budget, and I know all of you are on a budget, what I did was I went ahead and I shopped online, so they brought it out to my car so I didn't have to get germs. Okay, I know you're going to lie to you, I'm paranoid. And so, but I'm lazy, so I like that. I did that before the corona. What can I say? Well, anyways, I restocked up on my water supply, and tomorrow I'm going to go out and fill up my barrels again. Tomorrow I'm going to go pick up extra bleach because I need to stock up on that again to purify water. Mm-hmm. Water is essential. You can go 3 weeks without food, but you can only go 3 days without water. So you need to stock up on your water first and foremost, okay? Then get foods that are affordable. I went on and, like my roommate, he doesn't like mushrooms, but too bad, so sad. If he's starving, he'll eat it. They had the mushroom soup booked over 50 cents a can for the HEB. Here in Texas, we have HEB Hill Country Fair. And so I just went ahead and ordered a case of the mushroom soup. They had the vegetable soup booked over 50 cents a can, which is a lot better than paying $1.50 a can, okay?
Okay, so and what's the expiration? What's the expiration date on this stuff? What's the expiration date on that?
I just got them, so I'm sure that they're going to be good for a while. I didn't even look at them because I don't care. I don't really pay a lot of attention to expiration, to be honest with you. I'm sure some of my MREs are 20 freaking years old, probably.
Okay.
But,
do you know that that manufacturers, when it comes to canned goods, they put an enzyme in there just like in the milk. When the milk expiration date comes around, it goes sour. It's the same thing
on
canned
goods.
Yeah,
but y'all were talking about cannibalism, so I could care less if it's a little bit expired.
I tell everybody, go to 4 Patriots Foods. Their stuff has a 25-year shelf life. Mm-hmm. 25 years.
And for
years,
a long-term plan, that
is
excellent.
Good.
I agree with you. But
it
for
is
a temporary
good.
Situation... For a temporary situation that we're looking at with possible corona, for a long-term plan, you're right. That's the best way to go. But for a temporary fix, just in case this happens real quick, let's just get stuff we can afford because it's better to have that than nothing. And ramen noodles, which I normally don't like to eat ramen because it's not healthy, but, you know, it's cheap and you can afford to feed your family with that.
How much do you spend, say, weekly on groceries?
You really don't want to know because I'm an organic freak and I order grass fed organic meat locally, born, raised, and killed. So I pay a lot of money. Okay, I probably pay more than most.
Okay,
people
roughly.
About my
roughly, give me a dollar amount.
At least $200 a week.
At least $200 a week.
And that's not counting about $100.
Okay.
And about $100
now, four Patriots Foods for $4.99. You can get enough supplies to feed a family of 4 for 3 months.
Yeah, it's a great food. I've actually ate it before, and it's really good. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I wanted something temporary here just in case you have like a 10-day martial law or a 2-week martial law. I'm thinking maybe the most you might have is 30 days because they're saying 14 days, but now it's saying maybe it's 21 days. Before the virus shows effects. It's also showing up to 28 days for germs that are on just sitting around on something.
Okay.
You know? And so I'm thinking a 30-day martial law would be probably adequate.
I'm going to ask you this, Ann. What's the textbook timeline on quelling chaos?
What?
Nobody knows
four
that.
Hours. 24 hours, I'm going to guess.
Massive chaos. What's the timeline on them getting control over chaos? You see, a person is smart. You see, you're smart. You're a person.
You've
got to
do
you're
it
smart.
Before you hit the chaos. You've got to get it
okay.
Before the chaos.
Okay. You're smart. You're a person. You're an individual. People are panicky, dumb, and dangerous. And let me tell you something. It only takes a minimum amount of stupid people to encourage other stupid people to become dangerous. They can create a hell of a momentum in a very short time. And it's just like a mess. It's easier to make a mess than it is to clean it up. So don't go by days, weeks.
You got to
think months.
We have a really good president who I totally trust 100% that I really believe will get this under control. And if you look at the way that the recent catastrophes that we've had and the way that President Trump sent in FEMA and other places to help versus when FEMA came in under Barack Obama, we thought we were going to FEMA camps. Whereas President Trump actually came in and brought help. So I feel a lot more confident. So I want our listeners to understand that we do have someone who is a businessman who has good organization and has a good structure underneath him for the most part. And I do feel like we have a lot better chance. I don't want people to panic, but don't be panicked, but just be prepared. And what I want to talk to people about is buying some stuff that will fit into their budget. Now, we're talking about a lot of people who, one, this is the 20th of the month or whatever. They're not going to get paid until the 3rd of the month, so I don't want people to start panicking, okay? So they can find foods like beans and rice, and you can find ramen noodles and cheaper soups that will hold you over for a temporary martial law. This martial law will not be I really believe that it would be – that's the only way to stop this. And a lot of people disagree with me, but I've done the math, okay? I'm really good at math. And the only way to contain this is with martial law, and he can arrest all the deep state while we're under martial law. Winner, winner, right? So let's just do it. Let's just knock it out. And so I hope that's what he does to contain this virus.
From what I'm seeing and hearing on the grapevine, shit's fixing to go down with the deep state.
he's giving a go.
Well, he may have been given a go, but Bill Barr's got MAGA draws him. He's just another narcissist to me.
I hope to God you're wrong about that. Russell has said from the very beginning that he didn't trust Barr, and I'm like, trust Barr. And I'm praying to God that I'm right and that y'all wrong, because we need him to be on the board and do the right thing here, you know? And so I'm just I refuse to even think anything else about it.
And I'm gonna tell
I'm
you right now, you are not gonna see any of these people go to jail. These people are not gonna go to jail.
We are going to see them go to jail, because I'll tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I believe you're wrong. Because one, President Trump was best friends with John F. Kennedy Jr. And also, President Trump was very, very, very good with good friends with Joan Rivers, who had only just the year before she was murdered won The Apprentice, okay? And then she went in and outed Obama on being gay and Mike being a transgender. And she went in to have this little surgery. She never came back out. So she has done pissed him the hell fucking off, okay? Because they are killing people that he loves, and this is a personal vendetta with President Trump. So I think that he is going to go after Obama and Hillary.
Yep.
The first thing you are going to have to do, you're going to have to do it if you want to see these people go to jail. You are going to have to go around the United States and assassinate every goddamn lawyer they got on the books. For one thing.
That's true, too.
Because these people have enough money, to hire every lawyer in the United States to tie this up in court for the next 20 years. And then
I'm hoping that he waits till after his election, either unless he does it during martial law. Because if he does it during martial law, he knows where they're going to be at, right? And he can round them up and he can keep the deep state from hurting us. Because even though we're armed and we are prepared, no one's ever really prepared for a bunch of idiots attacking them, okay? And so if he did that during martial law, I think he could keep the left under control from their idiocy. But if he can't do it under martial law, then I'm very patient. Very, very patient. I'm a very meticulous, revengeful bitch like that, okay? So I know that he's going to ask him. I want to secure that election and get them all. I want to go for the – I don't want the short-term gratification. I want to get them all, like Pokemon. I want to be Pokemon master. I want to catch them all, you know. And so I'm enjoying watching them. I'm enjoying watching them panic. I like watching them eat their own. So I don't –
especially Nadler. Nadler is the one that's been panicking the most, actually, because of all the letters he's been writing. Oh, my God. You know.
Yeah, President Trump, he is out – he really wants to be people. I just pray to God, and Russell and Virgil are right so many times, and I'm also right a lot of times as well. But this time, I just really hope that I'm right for the sake of our country, and I pray to God that Bill Barr is on board, okay? I pray to God that he's still a bomber that we
need. Bill Barr's talking about resigning. He's talking about resigning.
He came out with a statement and said that was fake news. They came out with a statement and said it's not true. He's not playing on that.
Yeah, he did make a statement on that one, Virgil.
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm with Virgil on the fact that you have to remember, too, I'm with Virgil against Barr.
Nobody here in Idaho trusts or likes Barr, and there's a reason for that. He didn't do shit during certain times during Ruby Ridge and stuff like that, and so we just don't support him here.
I know. Russell hates him. Oh, he hates him.
Yeah, and everybody here in Idaho hates him.
Because if he's not on board, we're screwed, okay? We've got 144,000 sealed indictments.
We have to pray that he is on board. But see, everybody thought that Jeff Sessions wasn't on board. And I was telling y'all the whole time, hey, Jeff Sessions is doing something else. Don't believe everything you hear on the media. And while everybody thought Jeff Sessions wasn't working because he recluded himself from Russia collusion, he was making up all these sealed indictments. And when he left, I think there was 90,000 sealed indictments. That was just 144,000 sealed indictments. So somebody's been doing work, you know.
I hope he's on board. Don't get me wrong. I hope you're right, and that he gets on board, and all these lousy commie bastards go down, and the whole nine yards. You know what I mean? That's what I want to. But
I hope that
here in Idaho, we have no trust for Barr, given his past history
well,
of us.
The way I'm going to call is, it's going to come down in November between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Okay. Bernie Sanders,
I agree.
He doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance in hell of winning because even his own party, the people are saying that his ideas are unrealistic. They're detrimental, and they're not going to go for this hardcore socialism shit. Okay. But when that happens, the crybabies, the so-called "we want socialism" crowd, they're going to go berserk. They're going to go berserk.
That's what I'm hoping he does these roundups during the I hope he does martial law for this corona if it comes here. I really do. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but I trust him. And a temporary martial law is not giving up everything. It's protected our people. And I just really believe – I want to keep my kids safe. I want to keep my kids safe.
But
if they're locking it down, then lock this shit down. Lock it down.
Mm-hmm.
But, Ann – you know, I know, and everybody that has any common sense that knows, once Big Brother does something like that, it gets completely out of control.
Okay.
They go for more and more and more and more.
I'm going to piss off every woman that's listening to the show when I say this. And I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry if this offends you, but I've been known to be brutally honest. But there's probably a reason why most men are generals. It's because I'm sitting here looking at my children. I'm a mother, okay? I'm a mother. And does that make me sometimes make different decisions than you and Russell made while you were serving, were you a Marine, you know? Yes, I think it does. And I know every woman that's listening to me hates my guts right now. But I'm sorry, but I make different decisions because I am a mom of five children. You know, and so I do think differently. I do think emotionally. I do think with my heartstrings. And that's, I'm a woman, and that's what we're loved for. Y'all love us for that, you know? And I can't help it. That's ingrained in me as a mother to protect my children. And so I probably do look at this a lot different than, you know, someone in the military that goes in and just, you know, does what you have to do. It's a lot different, I think, for mothers. And y'all are fathers, so you wouldn't understand what it's like to be a mother. But when you carry those babies inside your belly, it just does something. And we have hormones that y'all don't have also, so it's all our fault. I don't have as many hormones now that I'm older. Thank God.
Right.
Well, and I'm gonna agree with you on part of that, but I'm going to disagree with you on part of that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I cannot imagine anything more dangerous than a woman going through PMS carrying a machine gun. Okay?
Well, I never got my guns until after I, you know, was menopausal, so we're safe here. You're safe with me.
Well,
but,
that or a mother protecting her kids.
I'm serious, and if you come at me or my children or my dogs, I'm a very dangerous animal. You know, I'm a very dangerous wolf, and that's why I'm the mom of the wolf pack.
Well, of course. It's human nature. I mean, it's nature completely. There is nothing, I can tell you this from experience, I've seen it. There is nothing more dangerous than a female protecting her young.
Yep.
Nothing more than no species on the planet will become more violent, more homicidal than a female protecting her young. Even the most docile animals you can have. You could have a guinea pig, you know. Take her out, pet her, everything. You try to hurt her young, she's going to chew your ass in down to the bone.
Right.
I mean, she's going to fight to the death. She's going to fight to the death.
Now, going back to the survival tips, there were a few more points that I wanted to bring out. Nothing, as I said to you in the last show that I did with y'all, Nothing beats a good hand washing with soap and water. So you want to make sure that you have lots of soap and lots of water. Those sanitizers, that'll run out. But if you can get sanitizer, keep sanitizer. But like today, I went in and I used Lysol and I did every single light switch and doorknob and door handle and knobs on the stove and all that stuff. But it's like my roommate and I sat and talked about it. He's a vet. And so we take this real seriously. And we have actually had serious conversations like, how are we going to quarantine within the house? How are we, you know, how are we going to maintain this if it spreads? If y'all are going to work and coming in, what can we do to help, you know, reduce this? We're trying to keep our children safe, you know, obviously. And we can't, to be honest with you, we can't figure out a way to beat this, okay? It's just impossible. But some of the things that you could do, like I said, get the soap, get the bleach. Make sure that you have go to the Dollar Tree. You have Dollar Tree, and you can buy the little small candles. They're very, very cheap, and they're by 100. You can buy the tea lights, or you can buy the small candles. Now, I'm trying to talk to y'all on a budget because there's many people that are listening to this show that are on a fixed budget, and a lot of people don't get paid until the third. Don't panic. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're still going to have supplies for a while. It's going to be the medical professors. Mm-hmm. I met with the medical professors doing some research for Corona for my show. And what they're talking to the medical professionals here about when they're having the meeting is they're saying that they're expecting this to hit in America in April, the worst, okay?
Yep.
So
yep.
It looks
yep.
like we still have a little bit of time to budget. So I don't want our listeners to panic, okay? There's ways that you can do this very inexpensively if you don't have a lot of money. And so one thing about it mm-hmm. is you want to make sure that you have some batteries. You might want to get some rechargeable batteries. They're very expensive. I bought mine long ago because I'm a prepper. But also, if you have to, maybe get some small things of propane and use the little propane cook stoves. Russell hooked me up with that with Texas State Militia, and it's really good.
Yep.
And you can cook a lot of stuff with just a little bit.
That's what
and,
I have, too.
Yeah, and those are pretty cheap. You can get two of them for $6 at Walmart. And so you might want to pick up, and they last a long time too. So you might want to maybe get like 4 or 5 bottles of that, and just a backup mm-hmm. just in case something happens. If the electrical, I don't think that's going to be a problem, you know, because that's not our problem. It's the problem. Bleach, like I said, bleach is very important. Some kind of disinfectant is very important. You want to make sure if someone's coughing or sneezing, they wear some kind of protective mask so they're not coughing and spraying more germs over everything. Wash
okay.
your hands, very, very good. And eat foods that are high in vitamin C, which will boost your immunity. And then just buy simple,
yep.
low-cost meals that will feed you and keep you comforted in case there's a supply shortage that won't last forever
mm-hmm.
and it'll come back. But I mean, we're coming into spring
okay,
now,
and,
so I mean that's a good thing.
And you can get it at most pharmacies. It's real cheap. It's not that expensive. But it's a brown. You can get it from veterinarians too. Okay, it's a brown soap. It looks horrible when you put it on your hands to wash your hands or to wash anything.
Well, doctor,
put it on your hands.
Too.
It's brown. It's called surgical
mm-hmm.
soap.
Yep.
It's called surgical soap. Very good. Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Well, also, like I said too, the
also boiling. Your utensils, boiling
yep.
your utensils, spoons, forks, steak knives, everything, water sheet, tap water sheet, nothing, no bacteria, nothing survives in over 200 degree boiling water.
Yep.
Try to stick your hand in there and see if the skin still sticks to your hands.
Right, right. I know
okay.
one of my ex-girlfriend's dads was like that. He would boil everything he washed, boil in hot water, even plate. You know. But also too, one of the other
and
tips
another thing
I gave earlier.
Another thing you can use, you can get this at automotive shops. You can get them at your big truck stops, your truck stop dealerships, even swimming pools. And it's not that expensive. A gallon jug of muriatic acid.
Yep.
What's that for?
The best thing you can use to sterilize aluminum pots.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's called Alumabrite. Mix a little
yep.
bit of it with some water. Put some aluminum in there. It'll foam up. It'll get all the crud, everything out of there. You, I mean, it just, we use it on trucks. We use, I use it at the house. It's a good, damn good drain cleaner. I've used it in my drain a bunch of times. And it serves a lot of purposes. And it can be used, believe it or not, tap water. If you do a pH test on it, it's going to show that it has muriatic acid in it. It's going to show positive for muriatic acid, caustic, and polymer, because those are the three things used to purify water. I bring trailer loads of that stuff down to New Orleans all the time because they get their water out the Mississippi River, and they bring it to processing plants. That's the city water in New Orleans. I bring tons of this stuff down there every month. Every month.
Wow. That's a good tip there. But like I said, when I went yesterday to stock up and everything, I was actually surprised. I mean, there was nothing on the shelf left. I mean, everything was gone. Like, the panic already started to sit in, you know. And after hearing today, all the news, there's a little bit of panic sitting in already. And everything, you know,
another thing too, Joseph, I saw this on television. If you think that those purification straws are bullshit that you bring on your camping that you can put in your backpack with the filters, let me give you a little something. This was on television, and they showed the video of it on the doctors. When I was off, I watched this, and I've seen a lot of shit in my life, but this here, I almost lost my lunch, okay? There was a woman went on a camping trip, on a hiking tour, okay? She didn't want to use the purification straw, so she stuck her face down in the stream to get a drink of water, and when she came back up, she didn't realize it till she got back home a couple of days later. But a goddamn leech had swam up her nose and got in her sinuses. She had to have this thing surgically removed, and they showed the video of it, and I mean, it was horrifying. It was it made the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Damn.
So if you think those purification straws aren't worth their weight in gold, think again. This woman suffered. This woman suffered. They had to do some major, major digging in her skull to get this thing out of there.
Wow.
Now, a cheap way that you can do this, if you can't afford a live straw is affordable, but a live straw isn't going to help you cook and get bulk water. But what you can do is for $19.99, you can go to Walmart, you can buy a mini Sawyer water kit or water purifier, or would even work. They have this melanoma part that will actually attach to a 2-liter bottle or attach to a water hose faucet.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually put that on your, and it gets for like 1 million gallons. So you could put that on your water hose faucet and use that to help purify it also.
Well, Ann, I tell you what, if you get the Wish app on your phone or computer, now it takes a while for this stuff to come in.
From China.
But I tell you what, yeah. But it takes a while for this stuff to come in. But I've ordered a lot of AR-15 parts off of Wish for a quarter of the price that you pay for them here in the United States. Yes. Yes. I got a $70 charging handle. A Thor charging handle, which off the shelf costs $70. I got it for $10 on Wish. I got it on my AR-10 right now.
One of the things that I know a lot of people aren't in this situation because they're not preppers. They're not survivalists like I am.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I started doing long ago, a couple of years ago actually, was I started rotating all of my stuff and trying to get all of my flashlights and my remote controls and my everything that I could get with the same, just like I do my weapons. I like to try to stick with the same caliber if I can. I like to do the same thing with batteries. So I try to keep all of mine AA as much as possible or to limit, because what's really messed up is when you do have batteries, but then this one has this real weird battery and this one has this weird battery. And when you're in a shit hits the fan situation, that could be really difficult. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I try to, like, for instance, I have a whole lot of AAA battery flashlights. And if you look at that Harbor Freight, I guess Harbor Freight's on the whole United States, but it has your little magazine. You can apply for a flyer or whatever. And they always give these little blue flashlights away for free when you buy something. Those are fantastic. Mm-hmm. They have a little hanger on it. You have to use a little screwdriver.
Right,
the little
right.
screws out.
Right.
They use three AAA batteries. But they hang up, so I hang up mine for my tent because it has a little hanger mm-hmm. on it, so you can hang them before. And they light up your whole.
Well, there's another thing you can get too, Ann, that's really cheap, and I have them. And those are the solar panel lights. You can sit them outside, let them charge up all day, bring them in, they last
yep.
all night.
I got half of those. Talking about that, Walmart has those little flashlights, those little rubber coated flashlights.
Yep.
You look at them, they're $1 a piece. Yeah, $1
yep,
a piece. I grab four or five of them every time I go to Walmart.
And
yep,
I don't think that's
every time.
Prep for an entire grid down, shit hit the fan situation. I think if most people just focus on the fact that, 97% of our medication is made in China, okay? Now, luckily,
yeah,
we're manufacturing back into America so that we aren't dependent on other countries, and I hope that people realize how important this is when something like this happens. But some of the medications that will be already probably getting hard to get will be pain medication, antibiotics, and surprisingly, the atorvastatin was actually on there. So for cholesterol, I was surprised that was on the list. But any of the medications that you can get filled now, then go ahead and get them now because it may be difficult to get these medications. And so if you have some kind of medication you absolutely have to have, I would suggest that you try to get those now, including your aspirin or a heartburn medication, because that'll make you want to just die anyways, right? And so just go ahead and get that stuff. So stock up on the cheap Family Dollar or Dollar General generic Benadryl. Mm-hmm. Those are really good, and they help you sleep, so they're good. Knock your ass out. You sleep through the martial law.
Well, get this, Ann. Get this, Ann. You're going to trip out on this. Susan's got an antibiotic at the house. Okay. She looked up this antibiotic that she's got at the house, and they have a product at Walmart for bacteria for an aquarium so your fish don't get bacteria. The two things are the same. It's the same pills. Exact same serial number, exact same two-tone color, black and pink, with the same numbers on them. And one is a bio bio cleaner for a fish tank, and the other is an antibiotic, and they're the same thing. They just give them a different name.
Well, they do the same thing.
Ain't that something?
I mean, the antibiotics are pretty much the same, and some of the pain medications are the exact same medications that we take, but you can order larger quantities without a prescription oftentimes through the veterinary. So that's a different avenue than someone had told me about.
And that's the tip Virgil gave. The other one, too, that you can get is amoxicillin. If you can stock us on that.
That's what it is. Amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Amoxicillin. That is used to purify aquariums. You can get it off of the shelf in the pet supply. Same exact thing.
Well, I'm stocked
on amoxicillin,
so I'm not worried. I was shocked when you told me that. I actually looked it up, but I was like, I'll be damned, it is the same. You know, I was surprised. What's your thoughts on this, Ron?
Okay, and look, I'm not getting any commission off of this for Four Patriots or anything. But if you look on Facebook, it's Four Patriots. I'm serious. They got some good stuff on here. You're talking about they make portable.
I actually have
it's about as big as your cell phone. About as big as your cell phone. They make a portable charging station. Solar charging station that you can plug your phone up to, apparatuses up to, anything. Whether, you know, it's just out in the sun during the day and it holds a charge.
Yeah, I already have about four of those solar charger things. One of mine even has a built-in cigarette lighter because when I went out to Australia for a month, you know, we went camping in the bush. So I made sure that I brought all the solar chargers with me because I'm addicted to my electronics. But
not to get off subject. But how is Bev doing?
Who?
How is
Miss
Devil?
I talked to her last night. She's been actually pretty good and everything. Although she's still battling the cancer.
Yeah, Bev,
yeah,
your Australian sister. Yeah,
okay.
Bev.
Well, she started her, she finished her chemotherapy, and then she had to take a 6-week break, and then she went back in, and they asked her to see if she needed more chemotherapy. And they said she didn't have to have any more chemotherapy, and they would start her on the immunity therapy or something like that. And she takes that every 21 days. And so it's a treatment once every 21 days, and she's going to do
bless
that.
Bless her
for
heart.
Like, I don't know,
God bless her.
Year.
God bless her heart.
She's been great. She's wearing her new Trump hat and her new Trump shirt that I sent her. The Trump shirt says, if you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. So that's the shirt I sent her.
Yeah.
And then I sent her
and
that.
I haven't heard anything, but they've got all them fires under control now, huh?
Right, and the fires were really scary. Some of them were right there by Canberra, where I was at, so I was really worried about that. I have a lot of friends there. It's a beautiful country, and after seeing the trees that I saw in Australia when I was out in the bush, I mean, you can't even imagine. I mean, these trees are freaking huge. I've never been to California and saw those trees, but these trees were the biggest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And no picture I took gave it justice for how huge these things were. And the and watching these animals and the kangaroo and all the little cockatiels and everything, and then knowing that, you know, half a billion animals burnt to death, my heart is just broken. Seeing all those trees and all the beautiful country and the Aboriginal stuff burnt to the ground is just heartbreaking.
And
is it true? Is it true? Can you confirm that they actually arrested 30 people for setting these fires?
I was just going to bring that up.
Stayed, including Australia News that said that I know at least 4 or 5. I know some people were arrested. I don't know about 30. I know that some people were arrested for starting some fires. Yes.
And they were Muslim.
But the Australian people are complaining on social media that they haven't seen anybody convicted or going to court or anything. They want to see some action, and they're just hearing they're arrested but not seeing the action.
Oh, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I do not blame them. I mean, to me, if nobody died, if somebody died, that's premeditated murder to me. And they should be charged with numerous counts of premeditated attempted murder if they did that.
Yep.
Because that
so
shit is way out of line. That shit is way out of line.
Yep.
I was so afraid when it was getting into Wagga. Oh, my gosh, I was just heartbroken. It was right between Canberra and Wagga. Oh, man, I was really nervous. And then, you know, of course, I saw Sydney and that land around there. So beautiful. So it's really sad. I know that about, oh, I don't know, I think she was, I want to say 5 years ago or something, there were some fires. And her brother's barn and garage was burnt down, but he saved his motorcycle, his Harley. And that's up in the mountains, and it is absolutely beautiful. And so they had just recuperated some of those people from some pretty bad fires. So then to have this touch. And plus, there are like a severe drought. China owns everything there, and it's just nothing but Muslims and Chinese people there. So, I mean, it's a sad state in Australia. You know, it's a socialist
country.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you get your cancer taken care of. Yes, you do, but you give up all your rights. And so I saw that. We got our Barbie, and we got stopped for no reason. And they just walked up to the driver, and they breathalyzed him. And if they thought he was on drugs, they could have swabbed him and took him to the jail on the spot for no reason except they just want to stop you. You know, so it's a lot different when you're in a socialist country. It's very different. I mean, you want to go
and
say a gunshot.
And that's how they want to hear. They want to bring their
rifles.
Right, and they want to bring that shit here in the United States, you know.
Well, Bloomberg, I tell you what, Bloomberg is a piece of shit. Okay, let's get that straight before I go any further. Bloomberg is a piece of shit. But he did, in the last debate, he put Bernie Sanders in his place.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he said the only socialists up here, owns three houses, and is a multimillionaire. And then Bernie Sanders screwed himself. Yeah, I got a house in Washington. I got a house where I live. And I got a summer home. Okay? Wow. I wonder how many people in Venezuela have a summer home.
Right.
I wonder how many people in Cuba have a summer home. I wonder how many people in China have a summer home.
A lot.
Wow.
A lot.
But socialism is so great. It's so awesome.
It was a good commentary. Even Warren even doubled her fist like she wanted to fight Bloomberg. And I was like, uh-oh, she's going to knock the shit out of him. You know, but she didn't
leave
her hand on him.
Right. Right. She was going to put on a war bonnet and scalp that mop.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Big chief bull pussy from the Suckanut tribe. Yeah, right. Yeah.
The way they were attacking Captain Bloomberg and everything else, it was comical. Then they turned on each other, and they're, oh my God, I was like, wow, the Trump's got this in the bud. He'll get it. And what these Bernie supporters don't understand is if Bernie loses.
He'll get it if they don't eventually kill him.
Right, but if he does go against Trump and he loses, guess what? We get the House and the Senate automatically.
I went through my survivalist that I need to talk to y'all about before we go on break.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay, so normally I'm really, really picky, and I'm sure most of the listeners are very picky to what we feed our fur babies because that's very important. However, in a shit is the fan situation or martial law situation where you're having to buy emergency supplies for your home that wasn't already in your budget, things may be really tight. So it's better to be practical and be able to provide something than mismanage your money and have nothing. So in this account, in this case, my dogs have been fed very, very good, but I will go down to the feed store probably tomorrow and buy a giant bag that my husband will have to carry of less expensive and less healthy food that will just build them up, and it probably won't have any nutrition, but guess what? They've ate really, really good their whole life, and 30 days of eating junk food is
that's right.
I eat 30 days of junk food, and
that's right.
Me, I fed my kids ramen, so they'll be fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ivanka Melania Trump Kellen only gets the best, bet me, okay? She's never had generic dog food ever.
How many dogs do you have, Ann?
Seven cats.
Okay.
Little hint.
I'm gonna give you a little constructive hint on this. When you go get that, before you go get that pet food, go get you a steel seal top 55 gallon drum. Take it from somebody who has raised. Okay. Has raised deer dogs.
I have the big plastic one that rolls that has an airtight lid because I need to.
Rats will eat through that plastic. Rats will eat through that plastic to get through that food. They will not eat through that steel drum.
They're not that much.
They're about $20. They're about $20, brand new, and nothing's been in them. And you can dump that dog food and pet food right in there to them.
I have to use those
take
for my Faraday cages, that Virgil. I can't be
take
that's
it.
For Faraday cages. I can't be using that for dog food. Now my dogs are ratters.
Why?
Because I need a Faraday cage. I have my infrared. I have my night vision. I have my laptops. I have all my stuff. It has to be in a Faraday cage. And I use those galvanized steel trash cans, and I make Faraday cages out of it to keep my.
Those are good too.
And, you know, Faraday cages are pretty easy to make, so we may do a show on that if y'all want to. We could do a show on that.
Do a show on that Monday when we come back.
Because the dehydrated food packs that I have, I bought the tall. I got a good deal on some tall military ammo cans. And I put them in there. They're rubber sealed at the top. You can snap them shut. And I can tell you what, rodents cannot get in there. They cannot get in there.
Well, they
ants,
they make
roaches,
plastic, but they
anything.
Mine. And but let me tell you what I use because I'm poor. So I am because I have a radio show. So you know I don't have a job. I get no money anyway. we have a lot of cats, so we buy tiny cats at Walmart, and it comes in a big, giant plastic bucket. It's really sturdy. These things, and I live in the country, I've never had a rat. I use them for everything. I use them for my ammo. I use them for my clothes. I use them for my food prep. I use them for everything. And I have never had one chew through it before, so they're pretty good. And I use those a lot. But what I did was I bought a, you know, those little storage sheds that are plastic that are about 6 foot by 8 foot long. You know, they go up against the side of your house. They're really nice. Mm-hmm. They open from the top or they open in front, you know. Well, I bought two of those. My brother got some when he opened it. He had a business, and I got them really cheap. I got them for $150 a piece, or no, $200 a piece, which I think they're regular like $400 a piece. So I got a really good deal on them. And I used one of them for my MREs, and I used the other one for my water. Well, not the water like in the pool, or not like the water in the water barrel, but like the bottled water, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I prep mine. Yeah. So,
the reason I got those ammo cans is because where I live, it's a lot of farm country around there, and we got a problem with those little field mice. And those little field mice will get in your house, they'll get into places where you never thought of. And the ramen noodles, well, Susan bought a big case of ramen noodles, and she put them on the top shelf in the pantry in the kitchen. Well, Linda came back to stay with us for a while, went to go get some ramen noodles out of that case of that box, pulled it down. There was not one pack of ramen noodles left in there complete. That little bastard ate a hole in the back of the box and got in there and ate every one of them packs of ramen noodles. I guarantee you somewhere there is a 500-pound field mouse running around Gross State, Louisiana. Even ate the freaking season packs. Even ate the freaking chicken and beef.
And what I do, because I live in the country, and I ran into some of those problems with mice early on, so I nipped that in the bud. Anything in our house, even in the kitchen, that is not a can goes into a plastic container. So we have plastic containers everywhere. We have sugar containers. We have coffee containers. We have salt containers. Everything goes to the noodles.
Wow.
We have big totes for the
y'all
ramen,
ain't got
the
rice
and stuff. And then we
y'all
just
ain't got
the cats. Plus, we feed every feral cat there is. So we keep food in the barn and water in the one carport. And also on the back porch, we keep food and water extra for feral cats. And we put a lot out there too. And mostly birds eat a lot of it also, which sucks, but that's okay. Anyway, so the neighbors are all complaining about rats and rattlesnakes. And we haven't seen any, knock on wood, but every feral cat that there is for miles is at my house at dark. The minute it's dark, they know the dogs are put up and it's time for them to eat. And they're like, wow, you know. And we have tons. I bet we have about 12 feral cats that I've seen. So there's probably even more than that that I haven't seen. But they know all night long just all the food they can eat. So they're here all night long, which really is, I think it's helping because we haven't had any problems. We have more problems with ants. So we have to keep these all in plastic containers. But like I said,
yes,
cat litter, plastic
yes.
containers are expensive. They're expensive. Those cat litter boxes, tidy cat multi, they're big, giant plastic. They're badass. They got a badass handle. And the lid raises halfway up, but if you pull it, the whole lid will come off. And I even use one for my camp toilet because at Academy they have a camp toilet for $5. And it's a little metal, cheap metal bar with a little plastic commode lid that snaps on it. Well, those little metal bars aren't worth a crap. But I double line my kitty litters. They're very, very, very sturdy. Any man, even you, could sit on this comfortably. And believe it or not, those little Academy toilet lids snapped on there perfectly like they were made for them. And so we've been using one of those for like 5 years for our camp toilet. Twice when our plumbing went out, we've used it. It's really good little emergency toilet. And there's also a $5 solar shower that you could buy at Academy that fills up with water.
Yeah.
And it has a little floor thing, and you hang it up in the shower. It gives you have water
good.
Disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And those are cheap.
Well, and you got to learn how to improvise a lot of times. Okay, you're a Dr. Pepper junkie, right? You're like my daughter-in-law.
I
you're well, Oh, you're a health food, but you were griping about they don't sell Dr. Pepper in Australia.
Well, you know what? Just because I couldn't have it made me want it worse, all right? But I'm not a Dr. Pepper guy because I watch my sugar. But if I do start working on my videos, I have to admit I get on that code red, okay? And I'm on it right now, in case you can't tell. I love it. I get
okay,
it
and what do you do with that aluminum can? What do you do with that aluminum can when you're done with it?
I don't drink out of aluminum cans. I get the 2 liter.
Well,
I'm kind of.
I know you got kids and everything else that do drink out of aluminum cans.
No, my mother drinks out of aluminum cans. I don't believe. I don't let my kids drink out of cans that use plastic, which is probably just as bad. But I use plastic, and we also don't. I also
but
want,
the part
don't like to wash
what
dishes,
can
so
ease what
cups,
can ease the
cups,
financial burden if you want something. What can ease the financial burden if you want something? Start collecting scrap aluminum. Scrap aluminum, scrap copper. I mean, them electric motors and them modern conveniences that we have all got copper in them, and that's all money. It just takes a little time and effort to get it out of there. Okay,
I'm not
a lot of
that,
people,
Virgil.
You know. Why
that
not?
Too manly. That is too manly for me. I have a husband. I'm not going to do that. But I could just quit shopping so much and we'd have some money. How about that? I'm an Amazon freak.
Well,
I'm not queuing on.
Well, I hate to break it up, but we actually need to go on a break, but we can actually go on for another hour or we can call it tonight.
Well,
I'm
gonna have to let y'all have it for the rest of the night. I gotta get me some sleep because I gotta get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I gotta put this truck back on the road. I got shut down. My windshield wiper motor went out in a rainstorm, believe it or not. So it cost me $367 to get another one put in, to get a $40 part put in, believe it or not.
Oh wow!
We get off the I just have one more question, you got online. Virgil, so they're saying that they think it's going to be about April before we start seeing a hard hit on our stores on supplies because of this corona. But you being on the road and delivering stuff, you're seeing a lot more of the world than what I'm ever going to see because I'm just stuck here at my little country house. But what are you seeing out there? You said a while ago that y'all were seeing.
I'm talking to a lot of drivers and a lot of people, and It's got them concerned. It's got them concerned, too, you know, because a lot of these people, they drivers out here, they're operating these reefer trucks, and they're having to get these things double decontaminated. You know, every time they offload these trucks, they have to take them to a trailer wash and like Blue Beacon, and they have to get these things sprayed out. And they're getting extra decontamination put in them, and I mean it's got people worried. It's more people worried about it than what you think. I mean, you come in contact with some of these son of a bitches that got these turbans on their heads, and you see them walking in these stores treating their wives like they're a bunch of shit and everything else, speaking every other language but English. Oh yeah, you get worried. You get worried.
Mm-hmm. And I've been I went yesterday to Walmart's to stock up, and there was almost every shelf was almost empty. I'm not kidding you.
Well, that's why I kind of like wintertime driving a truck, because it's easier to conceal my Glock. I can tell you that right now. I'm not too proud to say it. Yeah, I don't have a concealed carry permit, but my philosophy is this: I would rather any day in hell to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. If
right.
I get carried by 6, some other son of a bitches are gonna get carried by 6.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I take my Glock. Well, like the other day when I picked up my grandson from daycare, I actually had to leave my Glock in the vehicle, which I didn't like that, but that's just how it is. But normally 98% of the time I always have mine. If I'm not carrying, I carry my purse. But you're in Louisiana and you don't have to have a license to carry in Louisiana. Because when I went over there, I was
no, we don't have open carry. No, no, we don't have to have open carry. We open carry in Louisiana. You only have to have a concealed permit.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You don't have to have either here in Idaho.
But I carry across state lines. Right now, I'm in violation of federal law. Okay, in some states, like New York or Illinois or wherever, you know. But I will like to do this. I'm gonna take a little time. I would like to do this. I'm gonna give a shout out to somebody who done a hell of a good job this week. There was a 4-month investigation going on. Multitask, the FBI, along with the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office, this week indicted and locked up 30 major drug dealers in Iberville and East Baton Rouge and West Baton Rouge parishes. 30 major drug dealers. These were serious, serious people moving some serious weight. They've got them on drug charges and weapons charges. So they are gone for good. And these are people that were selling fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine, and opioid medications, prescription medications. So I'd like to give a shout out. Good job to my sheriff, Brett Bulldog Stassi. Get them, boy. Lock them up. Book them.
Way to go. Well, just so I could go ahead and give you all my URLs for your listeners that would like to listen to my videos, I did a really great, great video on China, and I put this out in May, and I was talking about Joe Biden's brother taking money from China and about CrowdServer and about Joe Biden's son, and I was putting this out in May way before it came out on mainstream media. So if you get a chance, go to YouTube, and it's Wolfpack Radio, and PAC is spelled P-A-Q.
Did he and I actually watched that video,
And if you subscribe, Ann will send you an 8x10 full color glossy of her modeling in her tactical negligee, and it is worth it.
I have 5x7, and I'm in full camouflage with my weapons, but I do have my little red Riding Hood one that I also have 5x7.
I love that outfit.
I forgot about the Red Riding Hood one.
I actually do have. I'm a public figure, Virgil. I actually do have these things I send out to people. You thought you got that on, but I have my clothes on. All right, not as much as the Red Riding Hood, but it's pretty sexy. But I like it. On my blog talk, you're on blog talk right now with Joseph and Virgil. Mine is blogtalkradio.com/WG. Where we go one, we go also. WG, I can't even spell right now.
WG1.
I can't even do it. So where we go one, we go all. Okay.
So all right, is this one of them situations where you're going to, is this one of them situations you're going to stop and ask, what were we talking about?
So it's where we go one, we go all. It's blogtalkradio.com, where we go one, we go all. So W, where... WWG1WGA. It's real easy. And then if you can't find those, then just go to my website, which is hurricaneann.com. Hurricane spelled like a girl, H-E-R-A, and then cane like sugar cane, and Ann with D, hurricaneann.com. And you can find my stuff, but please go to my YouTube. You'll love my stuff. It's really great.
AKA High Priestess of the Wolf Pack. A.K.A. High Priestess of the Wolf Pack.
Yes, that's me. And so we did the Wolf Pack.
But anyways,
perfect.
We'll go ahead and close the show. We'll come back on Monday night and everything. Ron, is there anything you want to say? I know you're quiet there, and you've been wanting to kind of go in there and everything. Is there anything you want to say before we shut out, or that you want any little tips you want to give out?
I've just been listening the whole time. I just tell everybody to start preparing, and you need to be prepared for two things: short range time and long range time. If you just prepare for just the 30 days and it ends up going longer, well, you're screwed. You need to prepare for years worth.
Yep.
Amen,
so,
brother.
That's about it.
Anyway,
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back on Monday night. Hopefully, we'll see what happens as we can keep going on and everything. This outbreak does get out there. It's getting worse and everything. As I said, I watched earlier on what the CDC had to say and everything, and they can't keep up with it. They're afraid that it's gonna. They just can't. So just be prepared. Don't panic. You know, and everything. Just take our advice. Stock up on your foods and everything, and antibiotics, and you know, we'll live through it. We'll survive it, and everything. So anyhow, Johnny did. He just sent me a picture of Hurricane Ann in her Red Riding Hood outfit. Sorry, I had to laugh.
I think
but
I
anyway,
one of us in my book, probably.
Remember
that guy, Ron Foster, did those books and made me the lead character of the book and stuff?
Yep.
I think I sent Johnny some autographed books and a picture. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think I did. Because I know I've got about 30 copies.
Hey, Virgil, will you send me that thing about the Walmart pill and Messenger?
What is that now?
Will you send me a messenger the information for that Walmart one you were talking about, the moxicillin that comes for the Walmart thing for the fish? That way I remember it, because I'll go out and buy $100 worth of it.
I'll look it up and I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
What's your URL for this radio show now? Y'all changed it from Resistance Radio Live. What is your URL at Blog Talk now?
We are now Mega News Nation Radio, and I had a website, but I couldn't afford to pay it or anything. But could you
I'm still paying
for
the old one. You might as well use it. I'm still paying for that.
Oh, okay. What? Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm going to keep billing me. Pissing me off.
Wow.
They just took another $95. I'm getting serious.
Well, I had a major website I was using, but it was getting expensive, so I cut that one out and everything. But
so,
it's just Mega News Nation Radio.
Radio, because I know I helped you with the URL, but I couldn't remember it.
That's Mega News Nation. No, it's Mega News Nation Radio. And you can find us on Blog Talk, or you can look for me on WilliamBernard05@gmail.com and everything, and you can look me up there on YouTube. So we do that. I think we got a link on YouTube too as well. But anyhow, we'll be back on Monday night. Y'all be careful this weekend and everything. And Virgil, you be careful going home. Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.